Can you put the agenda on the screen? Thank you. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning to all our invitees, Cricket South Africa, SASCOC, our department is not an invitee. They're supposed to be with us. Let me take this opportunity to welcome everyone who's in this. Let me first do the first things first. Honorable members, let me present the agenda in front of you before I welcome you, in order that I must do correct things. I'm presenting this agenda in front of you, honorable members. Can any member raise hand and adopt the agenda? Any member?
Mavulo.
Honorable Mamabulo.
Over seconds.
I will second G.
Second.
Thank you, Honorable Faba, Honorable Adams, Honorable Van Dijk. Yes, honorable members, the agenda has been adopted. Let me take this opportunity to welcome everybody who is in this meeting. First and foremost, I'm happy that we are still intent. Or maybe first and foremost, let me ask the apologies. Do we have apologies?
Thank you. Yes, Madam Chairperson, we have an apology from the Minister and the Deputy Minister. They have prior engagements that they couldn't get out of for this meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Every Tuesday, they do have cabinet meetings, subcommittees. Any other apology
represent
from anyone who is invited? Yes, who's that?
The Abbey?
Yes.
There's an apology from Honorable Malomani. She's having a death case of her grandmother.
Oh, again, our condolences. Thank you so much, Honorable Siyabu.
Chairperson?
From any... Yes.
Chairperson, good morning, Honorable Chairperson. It's Ravi Govender from the acting CEO from SASCOC. In terms of my board, I want to record the apologies of our IOC representative, Mr. Anand Singh, and our IPC representative, Dr. Debbie Alexandra. All other board members at SASCOC are present. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, leader, Ravi. Any other apology?
Yes, Chairperson. Good morning. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. It's Beresford Williams of Cricket South Africa. I'd just like to register the apologies of three of our members, council members, Charles Lamini, Ashraf Burns, and Tebogo Siku. Unfortunately, they could not get out of prior engagements. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Honorable members, do you accept the apologies? Yes, honorable members?
Okay. Yes, Comrade Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honorable members, let me thank that we are still intent to this a pandemic that is killing our families, our colleagues, but by grace of God, we are still intent as members of FOMI, whilst our families were buried them. Our condolences to everyone who lost their beloved one. We are in this committee. We last to meet the Cricket South Africa on the 19th of November 2020, where the Cricket South Africa promised us to come end of June, to come and give us the preliminary report of what we wanted on that day. On the 21st of August, we expected your good leadership to come back and report to us. You apologized that you are still having to meet your risk committee to finalize whatever. In a way, the committee members whom I'm taking mandate from them, they were not happy that I agreed on your apology, but I was saying that maybe honorable members, it was upon us that we must make these leaders to be ready. We cannot say they must come if they are not ready. Really, we did respect your apology. Yes, you didn't come on the 21st of August. On the 22nd of September, to a program which was adopted by this committee, we invited you to come today. But to my surprise, you did forward your report, and your report, it was last week. Your presentation was with us last week, but in your presentation, this report that you wanted it to come with it at the end of June, it was not part of your report. It was not honorable members of the committee. It's not a secret that yesterday we have seen the president of the country on maybe of the ANC when he was pronouncing the Lekgotla decision. Whilst I was in that meeting, I've seen a report in News 24, the report that I was expecting that you members and myself, we must first get it. The report that we waited from June, waited it August. 5 months down the line, this report, we firstly saw it in News 24. And immediately, as I was still in the meeting, the administrator Zoleka, who's in today, she called me saying that there is this now, what we call a summarized report, which is in my email. I said, no, email it to all members, because tomorrow we are having a meeting. And I was saying that I sent the summarized report. She said yes. In that meeting, I was with Honorable Siabe, and I notified we're not having chance to read because we're in a meeting. I'm putting this background, saying that I've respected as the chairperson who's representing this committee. I respected the leadership of the cricket when they were saying, chairperson, we are still waiting, we are still processing. But out of the respect that I've given you, leadership of the cricket, what we have done, I'm saying as a chairperson of the committee, I didn't see your respect in return. In whatever you were thinking that this report was not belonging to the committee, why should we waited 5 months down the line? And but instead of giving the fully fledged report and given the report before it went to public, I'm suspecting that as this committee, as chairperson, I'm still going to give it, because this is your day today to report to us. But I'm putting to you that I'm very disappointed with your leadership to disrespect even this chairperson who was giving you chance. Was the members they were saying, no chairperson, but we adopted a program of this committee. But I've said, honorable members, we must respect their request. But you didn't have a chance of thinking that 5 months down the line, there is a committee of parliament which we're supposed to prioritize it. But you have done this. I'm suspecting some of us before unbanning were experiencing some differences and some transformation which was not there. Now we are thinking that our interest is the interest of the players of whatever federation, and we don't need not to be one leader in order that we must see where sport is going. But we have a federation that they must monitor. But what we have done, for me, I didn't take it kind. And I'm the chairperson who's always with my members, saying that our interest here is the sport. In the sport, we have the people of South Africa loving people, and then the players who are the most people who are suffering when we are doing all what we're going to do leadership. That's 5 months down the line we have done this to us. Honorable member, now I'm opening the meeting by those remarks. But I need an amicable solution when I'm doing this thing.
Madam Chairperson, we have Mr. Shongo who has his hand up.
Okay. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Joe. Honorable Mshombo.
Thank you very much, Chair. I want to echo the same sentiment that you've stated clearly. I wanted to find out from Cricket South Africa, are they undermining this committee forensic report, not a summary? In other words, if there's a summary, there's a detailed report. Now I'm asking that question, Chair, firstly, are they undermining us as this committee? Because it's in our meeting, in our minutes, that they're going to give us the detailed forensic report, but it's not here. I want to find out, is it deliberately done, or are they taking advantage of us as an oversight committee? And Chair, why did you receive it later last night, this even the summary report? Can they get an explanation, and we'll continue with the meeting, Chair? Thank you very much. But I want to echo your sentiments. I was one of the person that we thought that the chairperson is protecting the CSA. But Chair, with your leadership, they are here for the Minister account, and we wanted to find out, before we proceed, can they explain to us where is the detailed report and what? Because if there's a summary, there's a detailed report. And is it deliberately for them to give us yesterday, only 9 hours before the meeting? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo.
We also have
Mr. Sibisi,
Madam Chair.
Okay, Honorable Sibisi. Honorable Sibisi.
Honorable Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, no, thanks and greetings. Okay, thanks and greetings to the members. But I also wish to second you and Mr. Mhlongo, because we are very concerned that why did they send the report at the last hour, knowing very well that we've been waiting for this report for quite some time, and it is them who promised that they will give us this full report. Are they now playing the hide and seek? Can the Cricket South Africa come out clearly, because this is a sensitive matter and the country at large want to know what is happening. So why are they doing this to us? Definitely what they are doing, they show that they are undermining the portfolio committee as we are doing the oversight. But before they do anything, let them explain and give a clear explanation. Why are they doing this? Where is the 500-page report? Because we want it. We are doing oversight. We are representing the people here. We cannot allow the Cricket South Africa to mislead us. We cannot allow Cricket South Africa to mislead also the country. We want that 500-page report. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Mr. Diabi's hand is also up, Madam Chair.
Yes. In that order.
Thanks very much, Chair, and greetings to members of the Portfolio Committee and our visitors. I think without repeating, I also want to echo the same sentiment echoed by my colleagues, you, Chairperson, Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Sibisi, and I will definitely patiently wait to hear from Cricket South Africa. I don't know whether they undermine Parliament, because as we are here, we are representing Parliament. In their letter, they talk about internal stakeholders. They talk about not undermining their stakeholders, but we view this as undermining. Maybe they must explain. Lastly, Chair, on this one, I've seen members who have joined the meeting, but we are unable to identify them. I see numbers there. I don't know how they were accepted into our meeting, because we need to know who's in the meeting. There's one with 985323. I don't know who's that person. There's another one with 8013903. I don't know who's that person. There's another one with A191522. I think before people are accepted into the meeting, they must identify themselves so that we know that we are not having wrong people into the meeting. If that can be corrected, Chair, as we continue with the meeting. Thanks.
I'm seeing 985323, Mr. Majeke.
Yes, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson.
And then who else? What is another one? Which other number? Those who have been called, they must identify themselves. Honorable member. Yes. Who's that?
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Yes.
A013903. That is me, Angelo Carolison, Cricket South Africa Members Council member and board member. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Honorable members, is there any hand Zoe.
Yes, we have Mr. Faba, Madam Chair.
Yes, Honorable Faba.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to everyone. Chairperson, I also want to echo, and I'm not going to go into so much about this report on the forensic that has been done. But Chairperson, to me it's worrying because I know this report has been done for quite a long time, but it's not coming up to us or Saskok or anyone because something is wrong. I don't know if some people are implicated in this report and that people don't want to come out with it, or the Cricket South Africa is hiding something, I don't know. But Chairperson, it's unacceptable. We as a parliamentary committee, portfolio committee, also heard the minister at some stage having conversations with Cricket South Africa. Now I'm sure that the minister also wants that report to come out. And to me, I've got a problem that Cricket South Africa already were bringing out that report on our last meeting. Until today, it's not being presented to this committee. And to me, there's a lot of question marks. And I think they should come clean in this committee with us today. Thanks, Chair.
I've seen the hand of Mr. Mamabolo.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mayor Bitu Delani. I just want to ask if the report that they're going to present today, did they give it to Saskok first? I think they can answer that question when they present. Did they give the report to Saskok or not? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you. Any other member who want to say something? So, any other member?
I see Mr. Chaisa. It looks like Mr. Chaisa wants to say something, Madam Chair.
Mr. Chaisa? Are you not in Matajiel, Mr. Chaisa?
And Mr. Madlingozi as well.
Mr. Chaisa, Mr. Madlingozi. Matajiel? Honorable Chaisa?
Chair, this is the Madlingozi. Hello? Chaperson?
No. Yes, Mr. Chaisa.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
Chaperson.
Yes,
Thank you very much. I just support the anger that is coming from all honorable members. You know, Cricket South Africa should not take us for granted. We are here to do our work and we are very, very serious. It is the idea, you know, that they should come in here. You know, Cricket South Africa has got a lot of issues. So they is the idea. So they should come here. So I support what the members are saying. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chaisa. Honorable Madlingozi.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd love to say my greetings to the Chairperson and the visitors. I will reiterate what my colleagues are saying about Cricket South Africa. Cricket South Africa is arrogant and they disrespect the committee and they are showing racist attitude towards everything else. So I believe that they should just come out clear this morning and explain to South Africa what is going on with Cricket South Africa, the whole thing. Thank you, Chair.
Any other hand, Honorable Zo?
That is all, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. Hello?
If I, one of those that we identified as a number, I want to authenticate myself. My name is Olani Peter Vonya. I'm within the Members' Council of Cricket South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable members, I'm very happy because Honorable Mhlongo is just friend, cannot just hide. That's why went straightforward that the complaint of the committee was directed to me, saying that why would I allow after such a long time he was going to start with me and tell you, Honorable Mhlongo, that you must just tell them that you were thinking that I'm collaborating with Cricket so that's why I'm starting with the background saying that how I respected themselves in respect of what the committee did. It was not easy. The committee was saying Chairperson, but how long this case is where upset the police, honorable members. But you were just saying, okay, Chairperson, but we don't want this. I'm thanking you, honorable members, that you give them, let's give them chance even today, and who now want to take us to Cricket South Africa, that's your platform.
Excuse me, Chairperson?
Yes.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Can I remind all speakers to please switch on their cameras when they speak, Chair?
Okay. Cricket South Africa.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much for the opportunity. On behalf of Cricket South Africa, I'd like to express our sincere appreciation and gratitude for affording us this opportunity this morning to address the Parliamentary Committee and the invitees. So good morning to everyone. Honorable Chair, in relation to, I also want to place on record that on behalf of Cricket, I'd like to say that thank you very much for your indulgence in allowing the postponement around the forensic report. We received the report at the end of July, and at that point we were not in a very good position to address the Parliamentary Committee on the report at that point. Secondly, I'd also like to humbly and respectfully report to the committee that it is not out of disrespect or arrogance or undermining your committee and the members thereof, Honorable Chair. It is no doubt, I want to unreservedly say that if that is the perception there, I want to state that that is not, and I apologize again for the unfortunate situation that has now caused so much tension and feeling of letting the committee down. So I want to say we apologize for that, and we are coming today to the committee to present our case and to inform the committee around the developments around the report and the number of actions that were taken. So Comrade Chair, Honorable Chair, I'd like to make a request. We will address every question raised this morning, but I would like to make a request if we could be afforded the opportunity to address the committee this morning around the three critical matters and pertinent matters raised by the Parliamentary Committee that we were requested to address. And once that is addressed, we will deal with one or two of the other matters that have been raised this morning by the respected members of this committee. So my humble request is that we have critical areas that's raised by you, Honorable Chair, and once that is done, we will go into further issues with specifically the questions around the report and why we basically took longer than planned, and then also to clear up the narrative around commitment made months ago that the full report would be made available. I think what has been created was that a report would be done, would be presented, but we, and it wasn't managed properly where we were going to make the findings and recommendations available. But having said that, around the report itself, we don't have a problem engaging openly around that. But I would request humbly that we be afforded an opportunity to present on those critical matters that's long overdue. Thank you, Chair.
There is a hand, Honorable Mhlongo.
Chairperson, the acting president or the deputy president is misleading again. We have minutes in this committee. It's stated clearly on the minutes that we are going to get a detailed forensic report. Now, can you explain why we don't have it today? We understand the issues that we accept the apology, but we must get an explanation. Where is the detailed report, not a summary report? And even the brief from the chairperson is clear. The brief says forensic report, not a summary report. Unless the chairperson, you did not do a diligent work. You did not ask, unless, I'm not saying you, I'm saying unless when you invited them again, because it says, it's minutes. The deputy president, acting president, don't mislead us. The report is there because you have a summary. It shows there's a report. Where is it? Can we have it today? We have a secretary. She can just send it to us while we are talking to you. Where's the report? Can we get that explanation before we proceed with the business of the day? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Mhlongo, I'm suspecting on my opening remarks. I've reflected of the last meeting of this committee of the 19th of June 2020 that we were wanting them to come with a forensic report, and you are correct. And when I open this meeting, I've said we've seen that they are giving us the summary report. So I'm just wondering why now it can be doubted that we've said they must come and give us the forensic report. So they did give us the summary of that. So the apology, I'm suspecting, is about the summary of forensic report. And but
the old woman must just retire.
And now there's no forensic report. Maybe let's address as an honorable member in Cricket South Africa. Let's not be jump and want to address other things. The issue today is that we don't have what we waited for 5 months. What do we do?
Madam Chair, we have Mr. Siale, who has his hand up.
Honorable Siale.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm still on the same route as Honorable Mhlongo, that as Parliament, we need a forensic report. And this report was even promised by us, to us, by the chairperson of the Cricket South Africa. It is the chairperson who said we will get the report within the said period. And in their letter now, there's an insinuation that whoever said that said it without the mandate of the Cricket South Africa, when that was said by the chairperson of Cricket South Africa. I also want to insist, like Honorable Mhlongo is insisting, that we need a forensic report because we can read on ourselves and we can summarize by ourselves. We don't need a summary. What are we going to do with the summary? because it directs us to certain issues. Even the summary is not clear because it does not disclose the information. Somewhere is company X, we don't know what is that, somewhere it is the Y. So it is a summary, but it is still not transparent. Now, in the spirit of transparency, like Mr. Mthongo said, by a click of a button, we can receive that report. Because if we don't have a report, what are we going to discuss? Because this meeting is meant to discuss a forensic report. So can we have that forensic report? And can they explain why it is difficult to give Parliament, where the president of the country is sitting, a forensic report? If they can't give a forensic report to Parliament, which is the highest decision-making body in the land, what are they saying to us? Thanks.
Thank you, honorable members. Any intake?
I support honorable CIA chairperson Mama Vole here.
A cricket soccer. Hello.
Thank you, honorable chair. Honorable chair, I'd like to call on the chair of audit, Mr. Marius Schuman, who will be able to address that question. Who is independent, that was mandated to deal with this, and I'll request somebody that he'll address that question directly with the parliamentary committee. Thank you, chair. Marius, if you could assist and deal with the question around the forensic report and the requirements around it, but can we deal with that, please, Marius? Thank you.
Honorable Chair, may I proceed?
Okay.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, and all the honorable members.
Morning, sir.
It is indeed a privilege for me to be in my first parliamentary portfolio committee meeting, and I would want to apologize up front if I break any protocols that I'm not aware of. I would certainly not do that intentionally. I would like to give you feedback on or just a roadmap as where we are and explain to you why we find ourselves in a position that the portfolio committee has not had sight of the full report that was issued. This report was commissioned following requests from independents via the board to the Members' Council, who signed off the terms of reference. And the investigation was done by an independent company, which is in the media, as you will know, is referred to as Funduzzi. This report was received by the three independent directors on the board, myself, Devin Muyokazi, as independents, and I must at this point say that Devin and Muyokazi joined the board in May this year after a process when the three of the other independents resigned, and it was myself and the two of them that received the report. Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members, one of the critical matters that was to be considered by the three of us and we then presented to the board is the board has to conduct itself in terms of the Companies Act, and it has to comply with the principles as provided to us within the King IV Code of Good Governance. It is in that respect that we deliberately, in order to make sure that we act with the skill and due diligence, due care and skill, and comply with our fiduciary responsibilities, that we had extensive discussions with external legal counsel. And to that extent, I want to confirm that the three independent members received hard copies of the document to secure confidentiality. each of our documents have a watermark, and if we were to copy anything, the source will be clearly identified. We made sure that both the external auditors of Cricket South Africa, as well as the external lawyers, received the Fundutsi full report with all the annexes directly from Fundutsi. And at this point, I want to give you assurance that there is nothing to, for Cricket South Africa to hide. There is much to do. And yes, while we have done things, we still have to continue. And the road ahead is a road that we must follow together with stakeholders. There are critical things that we've identified that needs to be done in before the annual general meeting. If you permit us, Honorable Chair, it is in our presentation that we provide feedback on what has been done and what will be done by the annual general meeting. At this point, I want to confirm that a full report was following a decision by a resolution by the board and the members council in consultation with the external law firm. The minister was provided with the full report. I cannot tell you how many hours we spent on discussing whether the report should be made public. And personally, I talk for myself, but I would also be as bold as saying I talk for others, that the balance between the responsibility that we have as board members, which, Honorable Chair, I must highlight, is different than the role and responsibility of Members' Council, in that we have to comply with the Companies Act. And the discussions was not easy, and we had to balance the issue of non-disclosure in terms of the Companies Act, but also whether it is in the best interest of Cricket South Africa to provide the report into the public. Honorable Chair, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, it is not standard for companies, when they commission forensic reports, to actually make them public. There are very good legal reasons for that to be done. And not just the independence, but the board, in my view, as supported by the legal advice received, acted in good faith insofar as confidentiality of the report is concerned. Having said that, if we come to the summary that has been made available, that is the balance that has been struck by the board and the members' council, being advised by the external legal advisors, to say that make available if you have to exclude certain things so that it does not prejudice Cricket South Africa. Because if we do that, we will fall foul of our fiduciary responsibilities as directors of Cricket South Africa. I want to come back to the role of the Members' Council and the board. The Members' Council is the highest governing body within Cricket South Africa. Cricket South Africa has a very unique governance structure. Honorable Chair, I am but an individual with experience just in corporate environments, in listed entity and private entity, non-profit and small other entities, trusts, homeowners associations, etc. The Companies Act in South Africa has not been drafted to cater for a two-tier structure, which brings a number of complexities insofar as how you govern and how you engage and decision making should be taken. The members of the Members' Council, in terms of the charter, must act in the best interest of those that have nominated them and whom they represent. The board members, in terms of the Companies Act, its primary responsibility is to act in the best interest of the company. Cricket South Africa
non-profit company. One of the challenges, and I don't envy them in having to be in that position, is that 7 of the board members are non-independent board members, and they are referred to as such because they are members of the Members' Council. Now, I have, in discussions with them, shared what I refer to as the law of three hats that you talk in, specifically private companies, where you have owner-managed companies who are shareholders, directors, and employees. And in the case of Cricket South Africa, you can just imagine if Mr. Beresford Williams sits in, he has to comply with the Companies Act. And the question is, with the Members' Council, is in whose interest must he act?
I'm hearing point of order.
Point of order, Chair.
Just a moment, Mr. Marias, Honorable Masingosi.
Honorable Chair, Mr. Skuman is not here to repeat to answer what the members are asking. He's here to tell us that he's not going to tell us anything because he respects the what we do, and he's reporting and like schooling us about the Companies Act. I think that is very arrogant. Thank you, Chair.
Mr. Barrios, where is the detailed report? You just told us that the minister has a report. You just told us that. Now, we are part, there's nothing special about the minister. We are part of governance. We do oversight work. And we believe in an open government. Now, if the minister has the report, we must have it. What's special about the minister than the portfolio committee? And you are trying to contradict yourself. You're thinking of playing with words that you believe in good governance. Openness is part of good governance. Now, it shows that there's no openness. You are hiding something. You cannot intentionally do that. You are saying it's hard copies. If it's hard copies, there's a fax machine for information. We can assist you. Use a fax machine, send it to our secretary just now, and we'll get that report. Don't play with us. We're doing our oversight work here. I'm emotional, Chair, because he's trying to play games with us. Don't play games with us. We need that report. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Siave.
Thanks very much, Chair. I also view the presentation by Mr. Marias, if I'm correct, to be arrogant. I think as portfolio committee members, we have asked questions. And for the mere fact that the minister has received a report, then it is no longer internal. Because the minister is a member of parliament, and this committee is constituted of members of parliament. While the minister is a member of executive, this committee does oversight over the members of executive. I think I'll conclude that the report is being hidden because some of the members of the board or members' council are implicated in that report. And by the time the report comes, we may suspect that some doctoring has been done on the report. So there's no openness, there's no transparency with regards to what Cricket South Africa is doing. And what they are telling us as the leadership is that they are failing. Can we ask Cricket South Africa to be direct? When are they giving us the report? Because there's no need to continue with discussion if there's no that report. And we don't want to be channeled on what to discuss and what not to discuss by their summary report. When are they giving us the report? If they promise that they will give us this afternoon, we can postpone this meeting, we receive the report, they come back, and we're committed to read that report whenever it comes. Whatever 500 pages, we'll read it all. When are they giving us that report? That must be a direct question, which needs a direct answer. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable CBC. Thank you, Honorable CBC.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the bottom line is what we want. We want a report of which we have waited for 5 months. So there is no need for this meeting to proceed without that report. Whatever Mr. Schumann is saying, it doesn't concern us. What we want is a full 500 page of report, of which we have been patient enough and we've waited to receive that report. So let them not come with any excuses, and we'll not accept those excuses. What you want, Mr. Schumann and Cricket South Africa, is a full 500 page report. If you can give us today, we can even sit tomorrow or this day, full stop.
Honorable Adams, thank you, Mr. CBC. Honorable Adams.
Let me concur myself with the previous speaker by saying Mr. Marius are giving us the roadmap forensic report whilst we are waiting on the full releasing of the forensic report. Why is he still delaying us in giving us the report? Has there been any tampering with the findings of the report? Why is he or they holding it back from us? Thank you, Chair.
Any other honorable member? Who's that? Honorable
Van Dyk?
Okay. You will follow Honorable Song. Honorable Van Dyk.
Chairperson, I just want to know when this report is made available, if there will be any legal consequences if the report is made available, and who will be liable for those if that is the case. I just wanted to know if there's any thing like that, if that can be part of the reason. I just want to confirm that, why the report is not being presented to us.
The report has been presented to Minister. Why now to us?
Can Mr. Maria
first? Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes. Is it Honourable... Is it me to speak?
Mr. Faber.
Thank you, Chairperson.
You'll follow.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, I would also like to know why this report, because Cricket South Africa also falls under SASCO. We know that. We've read the report that was given through to us on Cricket South Africa, their structures, etc. So they also fall under SASCO. And all of us have been reading the newspapers, and I would like to know why Cricket South Africa did not give this full report over to SASCO. Because SASCOC has got the mandate to also look at this. And again, I'm asking, is there something that they hide? I hear what the presenter is saying about the Companies Act, etc. I actually also had a PTY Limited and Companies, etc. I also understand this. I'm not a lawyer, that these things don't get presented. But cricket belongs to South Africa. And this is a very big difference. And as cricket belongs to South Africa, if SASCOC was also worried about this, and SASCOC has to look at this report, I want to know why SASCOC did not get this report, to at least then look if there has to be investigations done. Because I still believe that there are people implicated in this report. I don't even think so. I know, sir, that there are people implicated in this report, most probably board members, as well as officials. And if SASCOC is worried about this, then surely they've asked for this report. We all know that. It was in the newspapers. I want to know why Cricket South Africa is even hiding it
from the people that they have to actually fall under. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Mshango?
Chair, I want to, when Mr. Magyas come with a second bite, he must explain what is good governance. Is good governance when you claim that you are claiming that you are doing good governance, but you are keeping report privately? Is that good governance? I want an explanation, because he's like, he's a fundi on good governance. Maybe he must tell us exactly. You give one and you don't give another. You are saying you are writing, you are all in the name of good governance, of corporate governance. Corporate governance is one of the institutions that you must even account. You are here to account. And I'm proposing, Chair, if you don't have that report, there's no use for us to continue this meeting. It is noted that Cricket South Africa is undermining our work. They only have special cases, like they give ministers reports, but they don't want to give members of the committee a report. And it shows that something is fishy, and they're in a mess, they're implicated. I want to ask, who paid for the report? Who asked for the report to be instituted? And then who paid for it later? Seven members have it, other members, they don't have it. It's uncalled for, Chair. And I humbly appeal to Mr. Marias, send a hardcover, hard copy to our secretary. We have a fax machine in Parliament for information. They'll process everything and we'll get that report. Thank you, Chair. That is my last take. We're not going to, I don't want us to have this stairway of the meeting. We're not going to continue with the presentation if we don't have a hardcover. Thank you, Chair. That is my take.
Thank you, honorable members. DG, are you present in this meeting? DG Mkize?
Honorable Chair, I am present, and good morning, and good morning to all the honorable members.
Your office...
Can you see me and hit me?
Yeah, I'm seeing you handsome, very handsome. your office did get this report for our minister?
Yes, I can confirm, Honorable Chair, that the report was delivered directly to the minister. Personally, we did not get the report, and then it was directly given to the minister to minimize any risk of leaking of the information. And therefore, then the arrangement was for them to hand it to minister, and that was done. And the minister has interacted with the report itself, and engaged with the Cricket SA in the several meetings he has held with them. But yes, I can confirm that the report was delivered to the minister.
Okay, which means we can get the report. If the report came, we are doing oversight to our minister, and really Cricket South Africa, when we're doing irrespect to your good selves of whatever you waited for 5 months, but you've forgotten that we are doing oversight starting from the executive of this country and to everyone, even to your good selves. I don't feel like asking SASCOC that they must say something, because some of us as this committee, we don't want to talk about the media issues as we have put the report in the media. We have seen that SASCOC is a crying baby also. We will give them, if they don't mind, the bite when you are given us the fully fledged report. But I don't know who's going to assist them to get this report that we have saw in the media, that they were crying foul that they also want this report. I don't want that. If we can open that can of worms, what you were saying, that in the media, which were part of looking at that one other day you agreed to do ABC, other day you don't agree, it cannot assist this meeting. We called them because we were thinking at least with us we'll be having the fully fledged report, and then the only thing that we wanted to have a fully fledged report, we wanted to wait forward because there are players which are involved that we need that cricket South Africa with its players. They must play cricket in South Africa. But if we have leadership who's doing this to South Africa, I feel very strong that you must think twice the way that we are leading this cricket. And by what the Honorable saying, I'm saying cricket South Africa, leadership of cricket, we are still respecting you, but you didn't respect us. Try to give us the trust that we must trust you, that you are deserving to lead the cricket. What you have done us, we don't believe that you did.
Chairperson, where's the chairperson?
That we want you way forward with your good self. You know what, when we are blaming the government of South Africa of doing well with the company, and it's one other thing. We don't want to mix issues. You know that this is a democratic government. If you have to amend the act, you know where to go, not in this meeting. You know where to go, and you know where the act, the proposal of amending act. So sometimes when you are at court, don't add other things that we can challenge you on what you are saying. We are not for that today, to blame government of the companies. If you have that, you know how to do, to propose how the amendments of act are. By those words, let me thank everyone who has been here. We are very, very sorry, Sasco, that thinking that through our engagement, you will assist being a federation, that you will be part of discussion to get a way forward together. But we have seen that even ourselves, there's nothing that we can discuss with the Cricket South Africa. They've made us not to give our views and way forward. By those words, I don't think we can continue with this meeting.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Chairperson.
Yeah, I think, Chairperson, you are going towards the right direction. But I wanted, before you go there, for us to hear from Cricket South Africa. When are they giving us a report so that we are able to plan as to when do we meet with them to discuss the report? Can they promise that they'll give us the report today, tomorrow? We are ready to read through the 500 pages and we plan for a meeting before you go that correct direction, Chairperson, with due respect.
No problem.
Chair?
Yes.
Chair, the minister has the report. So we can have the report and the chairperson can tell when to meet again. But we have the report. Thank you, Chair.
Now, let's commit the people who promised to give us the report. Let's leave the minister. We want Cricket South Africa to give the portfolio committee. We have got our own rights that the Cricket South Africa, they must deliver the report to the committee. Yes, we can get it from minister, but this leadership, 5 months down the line, promised us to give a report. We want your report from themselves.
Chair, can we ask Mr. Magas to respond? Can you ask Mr. Magas to respond? Thanks, Chair.
Mr. Marias Schoeman.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Thank you for the questions. I will try to address all of them. If I miss anything, then I respectfully request that you just remind me. But first and foremost, I would want to apologize if in my first commentary that I've made, I've came across as being arrogant and playing with words. It's certainly not my intention. And if anybody has experienced it in that way, I personally apologize for that. I want to just address specific questions that have been asked. And that one of the questions asked is there legal consequences if this report is made public? And the answer is yes. And that was the critical part of the long deliberations that we had with the legal counsel on this matter. So there must be no doubt that there will be legal consequences. But I am confident that there are ways that we, as Cricket South Africa, together with the Portfolio Committee, address that risk in an appropriate manner. The question was asked if SASCROC was given a copy. SASCROC was provided an opportunity to also receive, as Members Council were given the opportunity, and they've used that opportunity. Members Council went to Bowman's offices under signing an NDA and read the full report. The report was made available to SASCROC, but unfortunately they did not want to agree to the same terms that was given to the Members Council. We continue to engage with SASCROC and we want to make them part of the solution. And there has even been discussions with them insofar as getting them involved in the oversight to ensure that the matters are being addressed. There's been a question raised insofar as tampering. I can categorically state that there was no tampering. I think that it would be prudent also that we request Fundusi to provide the Portfolio Committee with assurance that there was no interference with the investigation, that there was no limitation on the work that they've done. The only challenges that they had, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, have been that in some cases, because of COVID and the protocols required, they had to adapt in terms of making audits. But they have not been restricted and there'd be no tampering. The fact that the report was made directly available from Fundusi to the lawyers and the auditors and the minister is evident of that. And there has been controls put in place, and there's a third party assurance provider that is completely independent that will provide the assurance to all stakeholders, including the Portfolio Committee, in my view, that actions that needed to be taken has been taken. There's been a valid question asked whether there's directors that have been implicated. And in that regard, I can state to you, the report refers to two directors, and I will call their names, Mr. Beresford Williams and Mr. Donovan May. Findings against them in the report was disclosed in a transparent manner with their consent to the Members' Council. Those facts referring to both of these gentlemen is also included in the summary version. We did that specifically in preparation of the annual general meeting in the context of transparency. I then want to address the question of what is good governance. Good governance is many things. Good governance is also about transparency, I agree. But on the other side of transparency is also confidentiality, and we have to abide by that. And I think it is good protocol that Cricket South Africa, with the board, and in consultation with the Members' Council, commit to within a week take all the necessary resolutions and precautions against the legal outfall that may happen in the case that the findings are in the public domain and may lead to, which is high probability, Cricket South Africa being detrimented on the side of action that may be taken, or the action that Cricket South Africa has to take against those implicated will be hampered. The question was asked who asked for the report. And in this case, our presentation that we wanted to present to you, and in the summary version, we said that this originated from the independent directors requesting a review of governance within the organization. That was submitted to the chairman and president, who tabled it with the members' council, and it was agreed to do a full forensic investigation. The terms of reference was drafted, and it was specifically signed off by the members' council so that the board of directors cannot sign their own terms of reference that needs to be done. Who paid for it? Cricket South Africa paid for it. I am an auditor by profession, and historically I no longer practice as an auditor, but I've always said that audits should be paid for by other people. But unfortunately, and this is where I want to, Honorable Chair, if I created the impression that I'm hiding behind the Companies Act, I apologize for that. And yes, you are right that as a company of 1 billion in size, we are not as big as listed entities, but we all have roles to play in influencing how the Companies Act can be improved. And there are institutions like the Institute of Directors of South Africa that have very good guidelines that assist boards on how to deal with governance on this regard. So I would like to propose that if it is acceptable to this portfolio committee, that a report will be provided with you under the specific protocols to protect Cricket South Africa, but in the respect of transparency within the week. I will take any questions that I haven't answered. I trust that I have, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Chair, excuse Anna, if we are allowed to say something.
I was about to give you, especially when there was something saying that you didn't allow to not agreeing on the terms of whatever. Now I was saying that is the time that you must check in. Yeah, you are right.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable members of the Portfolio Committee, and colleagues from SASCOC and CSA. Honorable Chair, I just want to say that what CSA is saying is very concerning. They are playing the same game that they played with the SASCOC board. They promise without delivering the very same report. And today, listening and taking notes and comparing with what they have said in our meetings, I am learning that there are other two members that are implicated in the report. Is the ex-president, my colleague, Best Williams, the other one, like, not here. But when we were having a meeting, we were told that there were two first minor issues on that. And I don't know what to believe. But from SASCOC board, in simple chairperson, we want unrestricted access to that report, not what is being said and released to the media. Is as simple as that, chairperson. So we could not take something that we cannot be able to do anything with it. And Cricket South Africa is a public entity like SASCOC. That's why they are members of SASCOC.
they cannot be a private entity while Sasport is a public entity. So whatever we receive in the name of good corporate governance, transparency, openness and all that, we'll have to share with our widely and account to portfolio committee and to the minister and all that. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Honorable Song.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think Mr. Maria, there's a way forward, but can we amend that way forward? He's complicated, in my understanding. The same way said that first. I wanted to find out, can he tell us what protocol are you talking about? You said that specific protocol. Can you share that with us? And then to confirm that, can you even tell us on what date? Because there's a perception that you did not give SASCOC that report, you don't deliver your comments. Can you confirm the date that you give us the report? And what protocol are you talking about? I need clarity before we continue regarding the protocol. And the question is, did he follow the same process with the minister? Did he follow the same protocol that you're talking about, or because of a portfolio committee? That is my question, Chair. And another issue that I wanted to find out, you know, it shows that they're hiding something.
Okay.
I'm fine for now, Chair. Not trying to go. I'm fine for now.
Okay, Honorable. Okay. The head of Honorable Martin was.
Yes, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Sorry. Can I continue, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Martin was.
Yes. I'm hearing.
Yes.
Mr. Maria's Schumann saying that they need you to go back and see how to protect themselves first before they release the report. What are they going to take out from the report so that they can be seen by the portfolio committee? I think that we have a right to hear and see the report fully as it is. So why must they go back and try and hide things or protect themselves first? I believe and I think that the report should be sent later on today, as soon as possible, even now, because the report is there, they have the report. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable
Perry. Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to you and the Portfolio Committee, as well as the SASCOC Board and the PSA executive. I've noted with concern that CSA have not supplied you with the report, and I fully concur that there is now an agreement that seems to be moving in the direction that as oversight that you do receive the report. I must also mention that we have received a letter from the CSA board, from the Members Council late Saturday, with also a possible way forward for further interactions with SASCOC, namely, and I think that it would be the interest of Cricket South Africa if they forward that letter to you and to the minister as well, and provide some feedback in that regard, which I regard was a more positive step forward than simply saying we cannot issue the report. So I would recommend to Cricket South Africa to forward that letter to you as well. Our board's position from their last meeting on the 24th of September was that the matter would, that SASCOC's board would wash their hands of the matter, and that it would be passed on to the minister. I am of a different opinion. I have always believed in dialogue, but that was a majority board decision before I could interact properly. But I look forward to working with the Portfolio Committee as well as with Cricket South Africa to resolve this matter as speedily and properly and transparently as possible. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Roscoe, you are still going to come to us on the 13th. We must not forget that also. I love that one, sir. I love that one. They must come back to us, not you. We've called you for this, the treatment. We should still want you on the 13th.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We have Mr. CRB and also Mr. Faber.
Mr. CRB?
Thanks very much, Chair. I wanted to suggest, okay, before that, I think I'm also not comfortable with the response by Ms. Schumann that they are still going to have a meeting to take a decision and so on and so on. I think what is important is that we get a report, because South Africans would like to know what is happening. Now, as an intervention, I wanted to suggest that today is Tuesday. Can we say, I think even Honorable Mutongo requested a date. Can we say we get that report latest Friday by close of business? And then once we receive that report, the chairperson will lead us, and we'll then decide as to when should we meet with the Cricket South Africa to interact with the report. I'm putting a firm suggestion that we get that report by this coming Friday, which is the 9th, by close of business, 4:30. We get that report, that will be the latest, and then we'll be able to develop a way forward. I don't think there can be any other protocol with regard to Parliament. We are a responsible structure. We know what is it that we must do with legal documents. We have our office with legal resources, both human and otherwise. So we are not as irresponsible as they think. So I'm putting a firm suggestion. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mr. Faber,
Mr. Majek,
and Mr.
Mkhlongo. Thanks, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, Honorable Nox steals my words, actually. I just wanted to say that we should get time frames. And I think the Cricket South Africa, as well as SASCOC and ourselves, should stick to these time frames on this report. And maybe if it is a worry for Cricket South Africa because of the legal issues, maybe to also engage with our legal department of Parliament so that they don't overstep the boundaries, because I do understand what Mr. Maria says. There are legalities involved in this, but I'm sure that we can get to some type of agreement, and I just feel that we have to get time frames here today, that we don't get in the situation again of we will issue the report in future and we are 4 or 5 months along the way again. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you. Mr.
Matele?
Mr. Majega? Mr. Majega?
You're
mute.
You're
mute.
I'm mute. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and members of the Portfolio Committee. Together with our colleagues from the board, as well as the DG and the executive members of Cricket South Africa. Chairperson, we fully concur with the position that has been taken by the Portfolio Committee, as to say they maintain their current status quo. They want the report, not the summary. Further into that, Chairperson, I thought indeed you won't give us a platform in SASCO to interact unless the report has been tabled before you. As together with some of the board members, we indeed receive an opportunity to engage Cricket South Africa and issues that were made in those meetings. Honorable members, and go to those merits. However, I am very much concerned with protocols that were mentioned by Mr. Schumann. I hope, again, they won't be putting conditions to you as honorable members who are expected to play that oversight role in this country in terms of especially with regards to or towards the governance of sport in this country. Further into that, honorable members, to you, Chairperson, as SASCOC, we have taken a resolution on this matter, and I would request that it be respected. We might be having challenges, but as credible, reputable board members who are also clear with regards to their fiduciary role within that, we have taken a resolution which is not far away from the one that has been taken today. And even Cricket South Africa, they must stop engaging certain individuals within SASCOC. At SASCOC, again, we observe governance principles. We don't have an executive president. If Cricket South Africa intends to engage that such a board, which has got a role as well as a mandate in this country when it comes into governance, of course, they must engage us as a collective so that
order,
be able to move forward. I thank you.
Yes, sustain it.
But much again, you'll be coming on the 13th. Can we not elaborate some conditions here? That was the order, Chair. Can I talk? Thank you, Chair. Chair, I wanted to find out from Mr. Marias, why has the board not resigned yet? It is clear that it has been collapsing for spoken good governance, yet they are still in place. You know, for good governance, for the deputy president to be in this meeting, but he's implicated. It shows that there's no good governance. Now, can Mr. Marias educate us, because he's a fool of good governance. He must tell us about protocol. He must tell us why Mr. the Deputy President of CSA is still here and has indicated on the report, because that is good governance in my understanding. And we're talking while he's on the Zoom meeting. It's wrong. That's not good governance. And he's presenting the summary report. That is not good governance. But you'll respond to my question before we close. Thank you, Chair, with the timeline that I've proposed and the protocol. And it shows, you know, on a lighter note, Chair, it shows that Mr. Henry, the SASCOC member, he's so smiling towards the CSA. Something is fishy that made today, but SASCOC took a decision that they must be engaged as SASCOC, not as individual. Yo, what I have been waiting.
I object to that, Madam Chair, in the strongest possible terms.
Check to what?
For the implication that I'm working hand in glove with CSA and that I'm smiling with them, I don't know where that comment came from.
Okay.
Any reason for that, ma'am?
Okay.
Madam Chair, I've been waiting for a while. Can I talk?
No, I didn't see your hand, and the whoever didn't tell me. I'll give you. Let me give it to Cecilia. Who's this? Devon. Okay. No one did tell me about you. No. After Mamulu Kwane, and then it's going to be you. No one indicated to me. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Thank you, Chairperson of the portfolio. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, the Chairperson of the portfolio and all portfolio committee members. DG and his entire executive and the CSA people and our board. I think Kaya summarized what I wanted to say, and the main thing is, even if Cricket South Africa can send letters to SASCO and say they want to give us what we should do, we have tried many a times, two times with Cricket South Africa, they are not cooperating, and I have to be on record, they are not cooperating. They don't want to cooperate, they want to do things as they want them to do them, because of, at the end of the day, it's not about the players here, what I see with Cricket South Africa, it's about people, you know, protecting their own image and egos, and that is wrong. And why we say that the simple resolution from the board was, we want a full detailed report. We want a full detailed report, and the third point is we want a full detailed report is because of we wanted to engage. Funny, it's for the first time that we hear that the minister got the report. We were never told that, but however, they report to us as the mother body of the federation in the country. But they decided to go and talk to them. So they choose and change who they want to talk to. They don't follow protocol. They choose who they want to talk to. And that, I think the portfolio committee must note. Thank you.
Thank you, President of Netball. Who's the next?
Devin.
Yes, I'm sorry, Devin.
Honorable Chair, thank you very much. I'll introduce myself. My name is Devin Damarika. I joined the Board of Cricket SA effectively in June of this year, even though the date of appointment is May. In terms of my role within Cricket SA, I've joined and I chair the Finance Committee, which is a critical committee, and there's only two matters I want to raise, Honourable Minister. The first one is, in terms of this report, and I was also part of the subcommittee with Marius Schumann, I understand the frustration that the portfolio members are expressing, and I understand this has been done since June of this year. From my perspective, the first final draft of the report was received by our committee on the 31st of July of this year. And it's a complex report, and the likes of me, who are still new, and one of our fellow directors, Vuyo Medeli and Marius, the three of us were given the mandate to go through this report. I want to stress up front, I'm an independent director, appointed for an independent process. I've got no allegiance to any single director on the board of Cricket SA or the Members' Council. I've never had any. So I speak with independence, and I hope that's the way my comments are respected. And from that perspective, in terms of this report, when I look at the report at the end of the day, the real issue for me is the people within Cricket SA that are mentioned in the report, not because they've done anything wrong, but the way they've been mentioned within this report. And there's a risk to the business that, to the extent this report's made completely public, we need to understand that individuals, the people that work within Cricket SA, not the directors. For me, whichever director is mentioned and needs to be taken out through a proper legal process will be done. But in terms of the people, the staff within Cricket SA, to the extent that they are impacted, we need to be aware of it. So, Honourable Minister, from my perspective, and I'm supporting what Marius has just said, and I'm sure he's going to get the vote, in terms of saying we make this report available to the portfolio committee, and we commit to that, and I commit to that as an individual. But in terms of managing that report and making sure that the people within Cricket SA are not hurt in any way, we, each one of us within the portfolio committee, including the likes of me, need to understand that we actually take good care of this report when it's made available. In terms of the protocols that was being mentioned, my understanding of the protocol that we are looking for as directors of Cricket SA is to ensure that should there be any risk to Cricket SA in terms of legal action, we all respectfully understand that we as directors of Cricket SA are protected from the fact that this report is being made available.
And so in terms of the protocol that Marius is referring to, and what we would like to ensure from the within the board of CSA is that directors like myself are protected when this report has been made available. That is what we would look to achieve from the board of CSA. That's what we would want. It's not a requirement of portfolio committee, it's a requirement that we would want from Piccadilly today. That's the protocol we're looking for. In terms of the timing, you know, we've got to work and we'll make sure that the report is released directly from Panduzzi to the portfolio committee. It will not come from Cricket SA. We will make sure that report comes from Panduzzi to the portfolio committee. In terms of the comment mentioned by Honorable Minister Parver, I support that. I think there should be the legal firm in terms of Bowman's talking to the government legal office and making sure there's a protocol on that. If you need it, make sure we have it, we can support that. But in terms of Cricket SA making the report available, I fully support that we make it available to the portfolio committee, but I also want to record that the portfolio committee understands that once the full report is made available, and if for whatever reason it is released within the public and there is some form of repercussion on Cricket SA, we all understand that this fully whilst this report is being made available. But my overall comment, Madam Chair, is full commitment to work with the portfolio committee and making sure we get Cricket SA, and this is my second comment, Honourable Minister, we need to get our players back to play, return to play. If we don't get back to return to play, the biggest issue within Cricket SA is when do we earn our next rand? And what the business of Cricket SA is all about is selling content. If our players are not playing, which is a key element, we're not going to be surviving as an organization anyway. And hundreds of people within South Africa that live and are reliant on their livelihood with Cricket SA will be impacted. So my plea is one of, let's get this report out. There's no issue in terms of protecting anyone. Let's get it out. And the second issue is let's work together to get our players back on the field. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Yes, Doc.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I support my colleague, Devon, but I want to say, Chair, the forensic report, we're talking as new people, is done by an independent company. If there's anything to be flouted, there's a regulator where they can be reported. So there's nothing that it will be doctored between whatever time and between now and when it's released. The other important issue, my colleague said, there are other issues to be solved in cricket to get the game and to transform, deal with all the racist issues. But I want to request the portfolio committee to check, because we hear, if you can summarize what's the approach, because we hear the other colleague, your MP, Honorable MP, that we must engage with the legal resource in Parliament. My humble plea, in following protocol, in the presence of the portfolio committee and SASCO, rather than coming to you before we engage SASCO, I'll plead that you are allowed that humility to go back to SASCO as we agreeing to release the report, we engage. Because now, we don't want to commit, you are coming here on Friday or next week when we don't know the protocol with SASCO. I'll rather we respect that, because now you are penalized for giving the minister disrespecting others. So if the House agrees to give us that opportunity as CSA to go back to SASCO to follow the protocol, that's what we are, before we even come to you. You know, this to me is really not, it's a bit clumsy. I know there were issues, but if you can do that, we are allowed to go back to SASCO before we come to the committee, just in terms of timing to follow the protocol. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Chairperson,
no honor. You know, Honourable Members, I'll give you the hand. Cricket South Africa, the more we give you time to talk as individuals, I'm suspecting you don't understand what you want to do. You didn't want to give SASCO what you didn't want to give us also.
Yeah.
Now we're here as members of portfolio committee. We want time frames. We want to go back to those people who were supposed, first and foremost, that you were accounted to themselves. Now, we are giving you time frames that we want a report in such a date. Why you didn't want to give USASCOG a report? Do you see the, that how you do things? What is it with this report? You are saying that there's nothing that we are hiding, but why in the first place that you didn't want to give the first and foremost USASCOG where you're supposed to account? And then, let alone USASCOG, here we are as a parliamentary committee of South Africa, which were doing oversight to ministers, to everyone of federation, but you are belonging to that federation as Cricket South Africa. Now, you want to delay us because of what you didn't want to comply. This protocol that you know better than maybe us as somebody thinking like that. First and foremost, you were supposed to go to SASCO and do that. Now must we suffer that we must wait you to go to SASCO? Honorable Papa, Honorable Song, Honorable Majingosi, I'm giving you chance. I wanted to really to see that now we are going back to score one with Cricket South Africa.
Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, yes, I totally disagree with the board member, Dr. Eugenia. They had their chance as well. Now, surely they should also get the report, but I think we should stick with it that parliamentary lawyers are there. We've got our legal teams. To safeguard Cricket South Africa, I do believe, let their legal people speak to our legal people so that there is no implications that can put anyone in a situation that they could be in a court battle. We don't want that. But we have to get to it now. We can't wait first now again to go to SASCOG. We will never see this report if it goes on like this. I really do believe, let us get those dates, let's get time frames. Let's get the legal team to speak to our legal department and let's get this over with. I think ASAP. Thanks, Chairperson.
Reverend Shamba.
Yeah, thank you very much. Chair, can we call Cricket South Africa order? We're not discussing SASCOG here. SASCOG even report to us. They must not tell us we must... The SASCOG must get a report. These are the tactics that SASCOG told us about in this meeting. Mr. Machege clearly stated that there are tactics of delays. Now let's stop this nonsense of delays. We need a report, and doctor, if you don't want the report to come to us, can you explain yourself why you want the report to go to SASCOG first? One of the things that you must understand, Mr. Magas stated here there's a way forward. We understand the protocol, I understand that. Now, can I propose a way forward? Thursday we get a report, Tuesday you come and discuss the report, that's a proposal. Thursday we get a report the latest, and then Tuesday you come and report to us, and then we'll take it from there. And I've clearly stated, Chair, when Mr. Margas come and report and respond, why are they still there, not Mr. Margas, the entire CSA board, I indicated, but they're still there. And for the betterment of the game, they're supposed not to, because they're killing this so-called good governance that he spoke about. For the love of the game, Chair, I'll propose that let's give Mr. Magas to respond. Let's see exactly, because I think he's representing the National Council in this meeting, the upper structure. Let's hear from him and then let's take it from there. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable, Martin goes the Honorable Sierra.
Thank you, Chair. I am in the view that this report should be released now.
this report should release now, all of it. Cricket South Africa cannot release this report through the media, and then they come and tell us that if they release it to us now, there could be some implications. But they are the first ones to release it to the media. This is Parliament. This is not a high school. If Cricket South Africa does not respect this committee, and it is clear that they don't know what this committee is all about, Cricket South Africa must respect this committee. And the way they are dealing is like the white players there in the cricket that are showing that racist attitude. And if they are doing that, then they are showing that they have the same attitude. They must just release this report to the to this committee, and we will see when and how to what to do about it. Otherwise, we are not school kids here. I don't go with them to go in and do all the protocols and see whom to protect and how to hide this and that. Then we just release the report and it is, and then we will deal with it as the committee, because it is our duty to do so. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks very much, Chair. I think what is coming forward to us is that there's a problem of leadership at Cricket South Africa.
Yes.
We're aware that sponsors are withdrawing. The two major sponsors have withdrawn now. Standard Bank has withdrawn. Momentum has given notice to withdraw. People, South Africans, and world over are moving away from Cricket South Africa. These are signs that the leadership has failed to lead. There's a Nicholson report that must be implemented. Still, we still have issues there. And when there's an intervention to try and resolve this, the leadership resists. But okay, those will discuss when we have the report check. But those are my observations. I think I initially proposed for Friday. Honorable Mutongo comes with the first day. I'm comfortable with it. With the discount, they can give it to us today, the better. But the latest, let it be Thursday. I support that. Between now and Thursday, their legal team will interact with our legal team. Like I say, we are members of Parliament. We are the most responsible people in terms of information. But can they indicate, Chair, that they will give us the report, the latest by Thursday? And then when we have the report, we'll then decide what to do. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Giving me a platform, Chairperson.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson, and the members of the Portfolio Committee. I think, Chairperson, we do have a way forward. It was suggested. Firstly, my name is Zola Tonjika Kamai. I see there, it just says that Kamai, people wouldn't know. I'm one of those who are coming from the grassroots level within Cricket South Africa. We sincerely apologize for the way the report protocol has been handled. I think the Chairperson has given a way forward to say by Friday we need this report. But I hear members now are saying Thursday or Friday. We just need to get the clarity from the Chairperson. Is it Thursday? Is it Friday? And then the report must be issued. There is no way about it, Chairperson, commit, because we want cricket to be played and all other government issues that are actually have been attended to, they will be availed to the Chairperson and the members of what are the actions have been taken. But I think we must respect and be grateful to the committee for allowing us to say, give us the report by Friday with all this protocol you're talking about. If the report is not issued by Friday, crucify me, Chairperson. The report is ready with the protocol that you have set. Your legal is there. going to be given to, so that when we give the report, not by effect, we don't want people to say some other matters were taken out of the report. It must not be a tempered with report that is coming to Parliament. That's the protocol. We commit to that, Chairperson, and we apologize and be grateful for the opportunity that you're giving us, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Honourable members, our visitors, with due respect, Devon was narrating, saying that the report you did get it 31st July. Correctly so. We invited you 21st of August, as he just said. You wanted an extension. Maybe you forgot it. Because of that, you were saying that we are still looking at it. So there's no way that after 5 months you are still reminding us, saying that you were new. But all in all, Honorable Song, Honorable Siabe, let's agree that let's give them Friday, in order that Friday is the due date, and after Friday we know that we'll be reading Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we'll see, because I don't know whether that Tuesday with SASCOC we are not going to have meeting like this, because already on Tuesday we are having USASCOC with its issues. So we'll consult each other as committee members. What do we want? Do we want to shift USASCOC in order that let's put Cricket South Africa on next Tuesday? So it's an in-house. I'm suspecting that some of cricket members, they do see this dilemma, that they were not supposed to come here like this. And you know what? All the members of this committee, they are loving South Africa of sport. We love sport, and we are here about sport. And sport is not the leadership. Those who are from a grassroots level that who have an interest of themselves. We as leadership, as politicians, we are fighting for disadvantaged ones. You know, when we are talking about transformation, you hear when we talk about the transformation, when we are talking about women who are trying to play soccer and rugby, we'll hear when we are creating rugby and soccer, we are not playing games yet. So while the cricket South Africa in the leadership doing this, the players are suffering, let alone the transformation. We are not yet talking about in the cricket South Africa, but the cricket leadership is doing this. In reality, we want leadership who has got that heart that we want to see in cricket in South Africa, that all those who doesn't even have fields to play right in the rural area. Honorable members, can you support Friday of this report? After this meeting, I will consult our legal entities just immediately after this meeting and give the report to themselves. And I will consult each member about what are they saying. Can I close by saying that in order that we must release the visitors, and I will be with my honorable members. Let me thank honorable members that they were just open and they... Who's calling me?
My name was Jefferson. Chairperson, you are talking about Thursday and Friday, Chairperson, for the report to be released. Chairperson, what is making it not the report to be released now, Chairperson? It has taken 5 months for Cricket South Africa to deal with this report, Chairperson, and they are here now, Chairperson. They must release this report today, now, Chairperson, that we look at it. Because Cricket South Africa is arrogant and they just don't want to deal with this whole thing. I don't think Friday and Thursday will do anything. Whatever will be released now, what is it going to change from now to Thursday and Friday? They must just read this report. This is not, this is a parliament. This is not a public space. They must just read this report should be released today, now. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Madlengosi, I'm sure everyone is angry about this 5 months down the line, but we must be human. They've made human errors, and we're not happy about what Cricket South Africa has done for us.
You've made human errors, Jefferson. Sorry to interject.
No, but now you are disrespecting me. But now you are disrespecting me. I'm on the floor. You're interjecting me. Why are you behaving like this today? Why? What must I do about you?
Jefferson, Cricket South Africa
No. Honorable Madlengosi. We are out of order. You are out of order, Honorable Madlengosi. Honorable members, when I opened this meeting, there's an honorable member that it doesn't meet his words, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Mhlongo was not happy when, but not only Honorable Mhlongo, Honorable Siabi, Honorable Mama Abulo, when we granted you honorable members of cricket, when you are saying that you are not ready, they were saying that, but Chairperson, this Cricket South Africa leadership, we gave them so much time. I've said, but we cannot force them. Let's give them time. I even say, let's give them a long rope to hang themselves. So today here we are. You didn't do what we're giving you, what you were expected. So I'm saying, I'm not even yet landed. Honorable Madlengosi were doing this. I was saying that Honorable Siabe was saying that Friday. Honorable Mhlongo was saying Thursday. So I was saying, I'm pleading to the two proposals. Mm-hmm. The proposal that I'm putting is not yet even... I'll ask the host Listen, I'm rounding the meeting with the proposal. I'm not putting the final word. I'm saying there were two proposals, not two. They were now Thursday and Friday.
Thank you, Chair.
Zoleka, can you mute Mr. Mathematics?
Why?
Please,
why are you doing that?
I'm still on the floor. I'm still on the floor, Mathematics.
But there were three proposals, Chair. It was now Thursday and Friday.
Mathematics.
Why are you doing that?
Mathematics.
Madam Chair.
Listen, Madlengosi, I'm still on the floor and I'm putting proposals. I'm not yet landed. Can you wait in order that
you must object when I'm finishing. What is an issue? Because I'm saying to you, I'm proposing that there are a proposal on the table. Why can't you wait and then wait for all of you saying that this is what we're agreeing upon? Here I'm putting, saying that there are proposals on the table. Why are you jumping?
It's because you are not recognizing my proposal. I said it 3 times. That it should be released now, not Thursday or Friday. Thank you, Chair.
I'm not yet landed, Madlingo. I'm not yet landed. I'm still talking. Honorable members and the visitors, I'm saying there were two proposals. Honorable Siabe was saying the report must come on Friday. The Honorable Mshlongo was saying it must come on Thursday. When I was saying that, let's take Friday. Honorable Mandlingo didn't wait that I must finish in order that he must put saying that it must come today. So that's the argument. So that's why I'm saying he is not waiting me to land, because I was not even debating. I was putting the proposal on the table. So that's why I'm saying he couldn't even wait that I must land it, in order that he must come saying, no, Chairperson, those two proposals, I don't agree with them. I'm putting the third option that this report must come today. So that's why I was saying that he must not do what I'm doing. When you were chairing the meeting, when you are closing the meeting, you put the proposal and you put it back to the members. I'm putting back to you, honorable members. But your behavior today, Mr. Mashingos, it is very strange. I don't know why you are doing this. Because I'll never ever not to recognize anyone's input. The problem, you have just jumped the fence while I was still talking. Because honorable Mshlongo was putting it his day, and I was just mentioning honorable Siabe just Friday. Myself, I was saying, what about Friday? And then you are saying that no, just today. But
point of correction, Chair, you are putting it wrong. I put my proposal with them when they were coming Thursday and Friday, not now. That's why I'm saying that
there are three options on the table. Can you comment, honorable member?
Chairperson?
Yes, honorable Siabe.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Having considered the three, of course, taking into consideration the time we waited for Cricket South Africa, which is about 5 months, to bring the report, it might seem we are treating them with kid gloves. But now, today, when we are in this meeting, when we said they must communicate with our legal department, it may not be feasible. So I'm pleading with members, honorable members, that maybe let's say, if they are ready to give it now, fine, but let's say the latest, it be Friday by close of business, which is 4:30. But if they are able to prove it, to give it to us now, it's fine, tomorrow is fine, but the latest, let it be Friday. That would be my input, Chair.
Any intake, honorable Mshlongo?
Chair, I'm happy for the Thursday to become Friday. I'm happy with that. But I wanted to find out the logistics. Is it the hard copy that we're going to get, or is it via an email? And what are the protocols? Because I don't want to commit of something. I thought you'll give Mr. Magas response time. before we call him to the media. Because I don't understand the logistics. You know, when we get to the media, we don't want to hear this from the media that people are, I don't know, let me wait for the response and then we'll come back.
Right. Can we give Mr. Marias?
Honourable Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity. I want to start with all from thanking the members that have contributed to the resolution. Honourable Faber, your proposal in terms of the legal department of Parliament is very appropriate and, in my view, is a tipping point, if I can just use my own word in that, in a step in the right direction. The protocol to follow is that the Members' Council will just be consulted and confirm that the board may release this report. It will be released in hard copy by Fundusi by Friday, close of business, 16 hours 30. I want to stand with specifically Sazola Samai, who I respect very much, that if this is not done by 16:30 on Friday, then I will resign. And I want to come to that point in saying that there's absolutely no way that I will stand by to allow that anything be removed. Honourable Mthlongo, you did ask a very appropriate question, and why has the board not resigned? And I will try and address that from my personal capacity. 60% of the board that is currently held accountable to address the issues of the findings of the Fundusi report is therefore since September last year. The majority of them, three of them, and four of them, in fact, since June. I have had many people asking me why I have not resigned. And the reason why I have not resigned is I'm actually expecting, and I expected a different question at the media briefing on the 6th of December. Why am I staying? If other non-independents resigned, why did I not resign? And the reason is very simple. I was appointed through a very rigorous process, and I've been asked to, and I take my responsibility as an independent director very seriously. And to leave Cricket South Africa where it is would not be in my nature, and I will not do that. If the Members' Council who have elected me wants to remove me, I will accept that. I am there to make a difference, and I bring to the table only the experience that I have in the best way that I can. You've asked, I want to just reiterate that the current board is accountable. There's reference been made to the Nicholson Commission, and therein lies a very critical point in that the MRI is the most important document for Cricket South Africa. At the same level of the South African Constitution, it is the document that regulates everything, how we must do it, including protocols. That document is under review. The first draft of the review, after approval by the Members' Council of, I recall, 19 principles, was tabled last night with a sub-task team of individuals from Members' Council, an independent member, and a non-independent member to look at that. And that, in my view, is going to bring about a change in the way that Cricket South Africa operates in the future. Honourable Chair, I must use this opportunity to express my gratitude to the women that are involved in Cricket South Africa on board level. It has been my experience in the past, and it is now with Cricket South Africa, that diversity is what we bring and what we should build on to make a difference. And I honour those people that bring that diversity. And I thank you for the opportunity, and I will ask or take any further questions that you may have. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Marias. Honorable members,
Madam Chairperson,
do we have any hand?
No, Chairperson.
Honorable members, I'm suspecting that you have resolved the question of the time frames of the report, that the Friday 4:30 is the lead day if they cannot give us today. So
excuse me, Chairperson. I think I missed the hand of the acting president for Cricket South Africa.
Okay. Acting President Bestford.
Yeah, Honorable Chair and members of the Parliamentary Committee and all present. Chair, I just wanted to confirm that our commitment to the proposal.
Hello. Yes, so.
Okay. The hand of the acting president for
Cricket
South Africa.
Yes, he is talking. So, he is on the floor.
Mr. Williams?
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Chair. I wanted to, on behalf of Cricket, I just wanted to recommit that we all deliver on the proposal. And at this point, I wanted to also confirm our appreciation and gratitude to the committee and the contribution today. And we are totally committed to delivering on the resolution as agreed to. So from our side, once again, thank you for the opportunity, and we will make that available as committed today. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Honorable members, let me take this opportunity to thank everyone who was present in this meeting. It was not an easy meeting, but we all tried to behave like adults, and we did come with the good solutions, like good leaders of South Africa. The way forward, which we wanted, we did get it, hoping for the best, honorable leaders. By now, go well, hoping for the best. You are not going to disappoint us. We are trusting you. We are releasing all of you. We still have things to do as a committee. We are thanking you all.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You are.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Hi, Gigi, we are not going anywhere.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much. So, what is next on the agenda? Thank you, President.
Bye, Madam Chair.
So, what? Bye.
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Is the Do you want the department to say, Madam Chairperson?
What is it that we are having?
We are doing the committee program as well as the content report. So I do not think that we need the
department. Oh, no, we don't need the department.
Yes,
no,
yes.
We don't need it.
That's correct, Chairperson.
Yeah. So let's give your colleagues to take us through. I don't know who is here or not here. I lost our content advisor. I don't know whether he is still alive. Where is he? Is he in here?
Yes, Chairperson, he's supposed to be in. I will just confirm, but she is supposed to be in the meeting.
Madam Chair,
is it himself or is it our researcher who's going to take us through?
Okay, Madam Chair, he's been having network problems. He said he will drive from where he is to see if he can find network somewhere else. So let me just call him quickly and see if he's available.
If he's not available.
Chairperson, I will suggest that in the meantime we look at the program of the committee whilst we are waiting for the funding advisor.
Please present it. Honourable members, let's not waste time. This morning our meeting, it was hectic. Please put the program and then the members must comment. Tuesday is this meeting now, consideration and adoption of draft reports on DSA performance of second and third, fourth quarter of 2019 to 2020. Consideration, adoption of committee report, program, and then 13th August. Hello.
Are we doing one by one, like six, before we go to the 13th? Are we doing now?
No, maybe because we did have it. Let's look as there on the 6th, and then we must say something.
I think today we are done at the date of 13th. Chair, I'm proposing of point of importance. I think this issue of SARS-CoV against South Africa is important. I'm not saying SARS-CoV is not that important, but SARS-CoV, we know that they are dated later, HEM. Now I propose we move SARS-CoV the following week. We have get South Africa next week, Tuesday. That is my proposal, Chair.
Honourable members, what do you say?
Chairperson, can I second Honourable Mhlongo?
I catch it that.
Okay.
Is there anyone with a problem?
The person.
Silence, Ms. Consent. Hello, Honourable Masimos.
I don't have a problem.
Okay, and goes to Honourable Masimos. Let's go to 20th.
Can I propose that we move all of them as they are? In other words, SARS-CoV will go on the 20th, this South African language will go on the 3rd, 23rd, just like this. We just send them down, we live with it.
Okay.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Sia.
I don't necessarily have a problem with the proposal by Honorable Fongo, but I wanted to check whether still be in time for our BRRR report to Parliament.
I don't think
we'll still be in time. If we'll still be in time, then I'll second the proposal by Honorable Fong. I just wanted to check that.
We don't remove that because we won't be in time. we are removing the main topics. I'm suspecting we're saying that. Go up again, so on 18th. No adoption of draft report on the ESSON performance. Yes, we cannot remove the point number. Hello?
I was going to suggest that so that we do not, we are not affected in terms of the BRRR, maybe instead of having SASCOG the following Tuesday, we have it on the Friday next week, so that our dates are not tampered with in order for us to prepare for the BRRR.
Yes,
because
we've been cautioned, it was yesterday that the office of the house chairperson and speaker that you were cautioned about this being do you think that honorable members, if we put let's talk about this thing of SASCOG, because we do want SASCOG also. Sometimes you don't like Fridays, but it's a working day. What do you want? I'm also a linen that I must make us to be happy. Hello?
Chairperson, I'm fine. On the 13th in Cricket South Africa, then SASCOG will come on the 23rd. But item number 2, consideration of adoption of the draft report, it must stay there on the day.
Yeah, that's
only,
what I was saying.
Only remove that call, but not the ESC performance.
Yes, that's what I was saying. Do you hear so?
I'm fine, Chair.
Yes,
yes. Okay, let's go to the 20th.
Chair, my proposal was let's leave as they are, that I have seen them. We go down, we move SASCOG only on the 13th, like for example, in other words, briefing by PSA is on the 23rd instead of the 20th. And we hit
yes,
that's
yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
I move for the adoption, Chair, I'm happy.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhlonga. Any seconder?
Second with understanding that...
Thank you, Honorable Mkhlonga.
Yep.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Oh, we're doing well. Honorable members, where's the office content or research? Sam can't be still driving. From early in the morning that he was supposed to be in the committee in the first place. We can't finish the meeting.
Yes, Chair. I just called him just now. He's still having network problems. So I don't know. What does the Chair suggest?
Honorable members, that's not only my problem. As we are hearing me saying that he was supposed to be in the meeting also. The question of still driving, I don't understand. Because when we're in the meeting, we want all our staff to be in the meeting.
Okay. Who did Zaleka share with us the report by Dr. Matov? Should I maybe go read through it? Or do you suggest something else there?
No, if you do have a report, let's do it. We don't have a work hard. We're working hard.
as members of parliament, we don't sleep, we don't have Friday and Sunday preparing that even our committee must not have backlog. If our staff won't take us serious, we're not going to accept that. We are working Monday to Monday. We don't have Friday, Sunday, Saturday. We are always on duty. So we expecting that everybody, we cannot say now, we cannot present. We appreciate that. Present that report, you can do.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Okay, we'll share the screen just now. Okay, according to Zoom, I do not have the permission to share the screen. I've just allowed to share, Solomon, you can do that. All right, thanks.
All right.
Okay, is it visible for
our
members?
Yes, we can see.
Okay, perfect. So basically this was a combined draft report for quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four of the 2019-2020 financial year. So I'm not going to maybe dwell too much on the second and third quarter, but I'm going to maybe talk briefly about each quarter and then go straight to the resolution of the members. Okay, so basically this is our introduction, but then should I discuss the introduction, Chair, or should I just go straight to the budget and everything?
Go to the budget.
All right, perfect. Okay, as all members remember that before the departments were merged, each department was separate. There was sports and recreation and there was arts and culture. So if you can look here, the previous department have had five programs, right? And all those programs currently are sub-programs. So I'm going to now refer to the five programs of the 2019-2020 financial year. Within the second quarter, the department had spent 43.6% of its total allocated budget, which was an under expenditure of about 5.6%. And then if we can go over to the program, the individual program, you will see that the administration has spent 73.9 million, of which 4 million or 5.7% was higher than projected. And then the variance mainly deals with goods and services due to higher than projected payment to Auditor General. And then it took longer than expected under transfers to households and leave gratuity payments to the former Deputy Minister. The program two was Active Nation, which the department has spent 361 million, which was 48.6% of its budget, lowered 0.3% lower than the projected expenditure. The third program, Winning Nation, has spent 29 million, which was 11.1 million or 27.6% lower than projected, which reflects growth under expenditure in that program. Sports Support, which was program four, has spent 35.9 million, which is 2020 financial year, which was 99.2% of its allocated budget in this program. Then program 5, port infrastructure support had underspent by 2.7 million within its program. And then these are the deliberations by the portfolio committee, and these were the questions and concerns raised by members throughout the quarters of the financial year. So members were concerned about the department not taking the recommendations of the last DRRR report, which recommended that the department must avoid outsourcing of services. Members wanted to know if there has been any consequence management taken for provinces, federations, stakeholders and staff members inside the department for not submitting documents on time. In this instance, was Sascock not also failing to submit their quarterly report to the department? The members told reason why Northern Cape was not able to send their learners to the National Summer School Championship, as the department that previously indicated that Northern Cape had failed to send the learners to the national championship. Members wanted to know more about the challenges faced by Chess South Africa. Members were concerned about the progress of on the completion of sports facilities and play parks at the municipal level. Members inquired about the under expenditure in some of the programs. They also showed uneasiness with the under expenditure and wanted to find out from the department if this could not have a negative effect on the preparations for the Olympic Games. I think this was the time when the department was underspending in programs. Members wanted to know if there were funds ring-fenced within the department for the Olympic Games in case SASCOC did not have the funds to send a team to the Olympics. We know that the National Lottery has reduced SASCOC funding to 5 million, of which is very, very little to send a full team of about 200 plus athletes to the Olympic Games. And they did not secure funding before the Tokyo Olympic Games. So they were lucky that the Olympics were eventually postponed. Members further queried about the number of times that the senior managers within their department conduct physical oversight in problematic provinces. Members were also not satisfied that the department had lowered the target of participation in the Unite campaign and other mass participation programs. As you can see, if members can look at the 2017-2018 annual report and APT, and they look at the 2019-2020 annual performance plan, you will see that the department has lowered its targets for most of their mass participation programs. So the question is, why is that happening despite the department receiving a budget that's in line with inflation? Okay, the committee wanted to find out the department's position in addressing issues on racism in sports as well as Black Lives Matter movement campaign. Members acknowledged that artists had demonstrated solidarity with the movement and asked about what measures would be taken to resolve issues by the movement within South Africa, given that both the sports and arts sector were integral for the country's social cohesion. Members asked the numbers of vacancies that the department currently has and what role has the intern employed until October 2020 played. Also, whether any of them were qualified to fill the vacancies that the department currently has. And the committee recommended that the Minister of Sport and Recreation undertake the following. The committee recommended that the department finalize a new organogram for the merger of Sport and Recreation South Africa and Department of Arts and Culture, and to present the number of vacancies that will be available. The committee recommended that the department continues to work to monitor the work of all public entities and promotion of good governance. The committee further recommended that the department must continue to send invitations to the invitations to Parliament for the recreational, promotional campaigns and other sports developmental games in order for members to exercise proper oversight at these events. The report is to be considered by members. Okay, thank you for that. Could I also go through the agriculture one?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can open it. Okay, can members see the new draft report for agriculture in front of them?
Stop sharing the first one first.
Oh, okay.
Then you can be able to share the second one.
Okay.
Yes. Then you can share the second one.
All right.
Yes, we can see it.
You see it?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, so this is for the 2019-2020 financial year, second, third and fourth quarter for the Arts and Culture. It shows that the Arts and Culture Department has four programs, which are administration, institutional governance, arts, culture promotion and development, health promotion and preservation. So in the second quarter, under program one. Okay, I'm not sure for which part was this, but I'm hoping that especially the second. Okay, the second quarter. I can see that. Sorry about that. Quarter. Basically, and remember that. The chairperson was a different chairperson for arts and culture, and there was a different chairperson for sports and recreation, just to conscientize members about that as well. So the actual expenditure under this program, program one, was 120.9 million, which was 34.9% and 22.4% lower than the projected expenditure for the second quarter. And then under program two, of the second quarter, the actual expenditure at the end of the second quarter was 70.2 million, which was 24.2 million or 25.7 lower than the projected expenditure. The slow spending was under transfers in the social cohesion and nation building sub program, which was due to the delays in transferring funds to the arts, social and youth development projects like the youth compatriot program. In quarter three, 532 million of its annual allocated expenditure was spent. This means that 82.0 million or 13.5% was not spent in the second quarter, mainly under transfers and subsidies and goods and services. The slow spending under transfers was on the Mzansi Golden Economy Project and late signing of the Memorandum of Agreement and application backlog for previous financial year. Under Program 4, Heritage Promotion and Preservation, at the end of the second quarter, Program 4 has spent, okay, it's actually 1.3 billion. Or 79.9% against its projected expenditure of 1.6 billion. The expenditure was lower than projected by 330.7 million under the payment for capital assets and transfers and subsidies. The slow expenditure was in the infrastructure management office sub-program, which was caused by a delay in transferring funds to the legacy and public entities infrastructure projects. These were, however, effected in October or in the third quarter. Okay, in quarter three, program one. Okay, can somebody mute their mic? I'm not sure it is.
Yes, apologies, Solomon, I have muted. Thank you.
Okay, at the end of the third quarter, this program has spent 175.2 million of its available budget of 302.9 million, which was 57.8%. The expenditure in this program was lower than the third quarter projection of 70.2 million, which was 8.9%, mainly under goods and services. The slow spending was mainly on operating leases due to the department disputing the invoice amount for office accommodation submitted by the Department of Public Works. And then in program two, institutional governance, by the end of the third quarter, this program had spent 106.2 million of its available budget of 150.4 million, which was 72.6%. The expenditure under this program is higher than the third quarter projection of 6.3 million, or 6.3%, mainly under goods and services. The high spending under goods and services is due to the late claim by Northern Cape Department of Sports, Arts and Culture and for Heritage Day celebration. Program three, the total expenditure by the third quarter for this program was 834.2 million. Out of the available budget of 1.1 billion, which was 75.4%. Projected expenditure is higher than expected by 11.8 million or 1.4%, mainly under transfers and subsidies. The high spending under transfers is on the Mganzi Golden Economy project due to more payments being processed than originally projected. Okay, and then under program four, at the end of the third quarter, program four spent 2 billion of the available budget of 2.9 billion, which was 68.4%. So yesterday, expenditure for the third quarter was 2.1 billion, and actual expenditure is 110 million or 5.1% lower than projected. Okay, and then I'll go over to quarter four. Okay, so the total expenditure in the fourth quarter amounts to 4.36 billion or 95.3% of the total allocated budget to the Arts and Culture Department. This represented an amount of 216 million, which remained unspent at the end of the financial year. The recorded lower spending was mainly on payments for capital assets and in program four. In terms of year-on-year comparison, the overall expenditure at the end of the 2018-2019 stood at 97.6%, which with 104 million that was remained unspent. This shows a regression in the department's ability to expend its total available budget. Underspending has roughly doubled since the end of the preceding financial year. So I'll move over to program one. Okay, by the end of the fourth quarter, this program had spent 315.5 million of its available budget of 306.5% of its budget for the entire year. Then going to program two. By the end of the fourth quarter, this program has spent 141 million of its available budget of 105 million, of which I think there might be a mistake there because the amount is 93.8%. So the expenditure in this program is lower than the projected, by 9.3 million, 6.2%, mainly under goods and services and transfers and subsidies. Okay, Program 3, a total expenditure by the end of the fourth quarter for this program was 1.07 billion out of an available budget of 1.13 billion, which was 94.4% of the budget. The expenditure in this program was lower than projected by 63.5 million or 5.6% under transfers and subsidies. The lower spending under Mzansi's Golden Economy project is due to expiry of the 3-year National Empowerment Fund Venture Capital Pilot Program, the cancellation and postponement of the MGE funded events, and a few cases of non-submission of final reports by beneficiaries, resulting in the withholding of the final French payment. Program 4, Heritage Promotion and Preservation. By the end of the fourth quarter, Program 4 had spent 2.83 billion of the available budget of 2.96 billion, which was 95.5%. The expenditure in this program was lower than projected by 132 million, mainly under payments of capital assets. Okay, the lower spending in this heritage program, heritage assets under infrastructure management of a sub-program was due to the recurrent challenges experienced in the implementation of infrastructure projects. Further lower spending in this program is in the NPIs emanating from non-submission of compliance documents and progress reports by the beneficiaries charged with upgrading the community outreach centers in the provinces. The findings and observations. These were some of the deliberations by members of the portfolio committee. Members wanted to be briefed about the budget cuts for the Mzansi Golden Economy because there was a lot of artists who were claiming that they were getting less money than before. More heritage, for the heritage month of 2020, members wanted to know if DSAC or DAC at the time has any plan to celebrate the route that was used to transport Baltusian vehicles from the Eastern Cape to Gauteng, because it was a very important it was very important to tell the story of what happened. Members wanted to find out if Sarah took the DG to the public protector or court for maladministration and other complaints and outcome of the process. What was the outcome of the process? They further probed whether the public protector's recommendations were ever implemented. Members noted that Sarah did not receive any funding from DSAC for operational costs, and asked whether the department as to why and other entities managed to receive funding but not Sarah. Recommendations. So these are the recommendations to the minister. Members re-emphasized that the department should prioritize outstanding bills. The department should have been should have a comprehensive report next time they come before the committee. The department should deal with Mr. Nyatela's issue because it really affects the image of the report to be considered. I think this.
Thank you so much, Solomon. Honorable members, Solomon, let's go back to the first report of sports. Honorable members, I'm presenting this report in front of you to adopt it in order that, yes, honorable member. Honorable
Chair, we note that for...
Okay, honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Mhlongo has noted the report. Any other member?
Yeah, but can we... Chairperson, can you reserve our right?
Yes.
Can you reserve our right?
Yes. Yes, Honorable Mhlongo. We have got a right to do that.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, Honourable Chair.
I move that we adopt the report.
Yes, Honourable Chair.
Second, Mama Bulo, second, Jean.
Comrade Adams, second.
Yeah, yeah, take it, Honourable Mama Bulo, Honourable.
Please note the reserve of the DA, just for minutes purposes.
Yes, thank you, Honourable. Okay. Can you pass it? Any other intake? Okay. By that, let's go to the second report. Present the second aspect, and you are doing this for the last time, as we are aware that you're supposed to put your one report, but because of 2019-2020, let's put arts and culture. I do present the report in front of of the committee that the report must be adopted. Yes, Honorable Stian.
We still move that the report be adopted.
Any second?
Okay. Person, Adam second.
Honorable Adam second.
Yes, note our...
Yes,
I can note that we reserve the rights.
Honorable Matlingo is first.
Sorry.
Honorable Matlingo.
Yes, Chairperson, thank you. We don't support the report.
Thank you, Honorable Matlingo. We have noted Honorable Mhlongo's DA reserve your right.
Thanks.
Honorable members, we also have a bereavement of our researcher Fion. The father passed on, whilst also Honorable Malumane, the grandmother, passed on. Condolences to all of them. If you do have their numbers, please, as individual members, we must pass our condolences. Let me take this opportunity to thank you, Honorable members. The way that we are doing our own oversight in this committee, it's pleasing, because we are one committee that we don't have political difference when it comes to sport. Since I chaired this committee, even in last term, we don't have political difference when it comes here. We are robust, and even if we have sometimes our small weaknesses, but we are one family. Let's keep it up, Honorable Members. I'm taking this opportunity to thank you. Thank you, Honorable Members. I just meeting is closed.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Members. Yes, oh, before that, yes, oh, the minute. Yes. Hello. There's some posting calling, Chair. Hello.
Chairperson?
No,
yes.
Miss Adams, Mrs. Adams was just saying thank you, Chair. We did not include a minute in today's program. Because we thought it was going to be a long a meeting.
Oh, okay. Let me, okay, thank you so much, Honorable Members. The meeting is closed.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair, and goodbye to all the members.
Thank you to all the members.
Bye.
Thank you, Chairperson.